Hey, but joining us right now, speaking of a lot of fun, is one of Australia's favourite entertainers. Now, he has cut the mould when it comes to radio for many, many years, has been on everyone's lips. And he's always part of that new innovation, that new space of things that are exciting. Well, he's now entered the world of television, and he's been there for a while. And again, innovating once again with a brand new style of TV show that's not necessarily reality. Yay! His name's Andy Lee, and he joins us to promote his new show called The Cube. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Dave. Sarah, Max, how are you all?
Yes, very Andy. Well, thank you. Now, Andy, we have to ask you, what exactly is The Cube about? We've seen some promos getting around on TV. It looks like there's a whole lot of skill involved.
Yes. which I'm glad means I'm the host of not participating, to be honest. But it's essentially a 4x4 square meter cube where skill games, memory games are played inside for your chance to win $250,000. And you've got 9 lives to work your way through, 7 games on your way to $250,000. And, you know, kind of like Millionaire, but you don't have to know anything. So again, it's right up my alley.
That is spot on. So it's called The Cube. A little bit annoyed by Channel 10, to be honest, Andy, because a few years ago, I actually pitched a show to them called The Pube.
Yep, I remember this, Dave. I remember it.
And this is obviously the challenge of going into a bathroom and getting rid of all the pubes within a certain time frame, but obviously they've come up with The Cube and decided to go with you, Andy.
Yeah. So, disappointing. They've missed opportunity for Channel 10 there, of course. Yeah. And look, I'm happy just as a sign of solidarity to cancel my show tonight. I think it's been the only appropriate thing to do considering you've got an idea. That's a bit better.
Well, we had a bit of a legal battle. Dave's not going to go into it, but they did pitch another thing about a meter-by-meter Perspex cube with Julia Morris in there naked with a set of tweezers, and I don't think it would have gone as well.
Oh, gee whiz.
I think the problem was around the 140 cameras in the bathroom.
Could have been that. Could have been.
No one wants to be seen in the bathroom in 183. Yeah. Bullet time, Matrix time. She's got it, and she's pretty confident that body of it.
Now, Andy, this is a fun show, and from the promotions, we're very excited to see what goes on in there. But tell us about some of the actual games that they're having to play, because we've seen one where they have to chuck another box or a cube over a ledge into another square-type container and some other essentially old radio-type games. It's like minute-to-win-it-type tasks.
Essentially, anything that you've played with a mate in your life, they've managed to make a kind of high-tech version of it. So, yeah, there's some blind shot type stuff. There's a lot of steady hand stuff where you've got to be really, like, basically carrying a ball but on a tray and that doesn't have any edges. So can you be steady hand, work on your balance? And the other ones I found really interesting was kind of depth perception stuff. You might have to make your way from one side of the cube to the other with a blindfold on. But you can't walk it out, step it out. You've got to kind of, you know, estimate how far to walk before stepping over a little hurdle, and it's just hilarious seeing how people, particularly when that blindfold go on, doubt themselves, completely go to water in some of the blindfold games. Another one, two-player games. One of them, your two players both have to start at opposite corners of the cube and meet in the middle, and the exact middle, there's a little octagon there that both feet have to be inside of. And this one lady just needed a wheel on it. She just kept heading out left every time. Ends up almost in the other corner. adjacent to it. So it's funny seeing how people kind of these things out. But when there's $20,000 in the line, I'm going to try and hold my tongue and not laugh because it's a lot of money. There has been some devastating moments.
You really are like the guy of fun on TV now because you're into all these different games and also from the tennis, Guess Whom. I, in particular, love that game.
That's a good one,
What was it like meeting Serena Williams? Is she really lovely?
Intimidating. I'm going to put her in the eventual lovely category because the first 45 seconds she gave me absolutely nothing. She stared me down. I had a brief glimpse into what it might be like to meet someone at the net before a big game. Think she was just crossing the air. After the first question, she started laughing and then got really into it and really enjoyed it. She's a star. I get it that she might be on her toes, particularly with a game where she's about to comment on some of the most powerful people in the world, and she's one of them herself. So it's kind of game that probably could get her into trouble if she missed it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, spot on. It's been awesome watching you, Andy, over the years, and obviously a lot of people have gotten into radio watching you and Hamish absolutely kill it on the airwaves. A side thing is people have been watching you is your love life, which I'm sure you're not a massive fan of. But I've enjoyed.
I'm a fan of my love life. Yeah,
Didn't seem like it a few years ago. he brought it up, Ash. Okay. You and Rebecca Harding are a beautiful couple, and I love watching you guys and you hiding up in trees and doing all those things. Sam just looked at me as though I'd been stalking you. Yeah, there's a thing called Instagram.
Up in trees. And by the way, you need some new shampoo there.
Yeah, it's run a little low. I did hear that she was like crying watching this, The Cube, because it was so stressful. Is that an article that was right?
Oh, well done. I thought, hey, how did you know that? That is pretty stinkerish. She did. There are moments, and obviously, The slight serious side of this, in a post-COVID world, the money means a lot more to people at this time around. There's no safe stones on our show. So if you're going for 10 grand, you have to risk 5. If you're going for 20, you have to risk 10. If you're going for 50, you have to risk 20, and so on. And so the risks are really real, and the contestants know that. But when they've got 5 lives left and they feel like they can do it, they can see the game before they decide to go in. But once they decide to go in, the only way out is with the money or with nothing. Mm. And there were a few moments where really lovely teams. We've had father-daughter couples and brother-sister and grandson and grandma. Some things just didn't go quite to plan for them, and they got stuck on a game, and it's pretty hard to watch, I would say. But on the most part, it's still good. But yeah, Beck got a little teary. I preface this by saying Beck cried when she sold her car because she was worried it wasn't going to the right home.
That's so good.
Andy, just one last question from me, mate. Is there any truth in the rumour that the final person to get to the $250,000 will do so by pulling off a remarkable rendition of The Flaming Bum?
What's The Flaming Bum?
When you get a bit of toilet paper a metre long between your bum cheeks and you light one end and you've got to do a certain number of activities before you're allowed to take it out.
Wow, no truth that rumour. Boy, is that a game for season 2. I'd love to see that in 360 bullet time, mate, for sure.
All right, we'll give it to Julia Morris. She takes everything else over there.
Andy Lee, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. The Cube coming to Channel 10 tonight.
Pleasure, guys. Love the show. Well done.
Also, pitching a new show called The Lube, if you're keen to host that as
Dave.
Well.
New idea.
Placing car ties, I get it.
Or, Ash, you could host The Boob.
I could. Very appropriate right now, breastfeeding.
Thanks, Andy. It's Dave, Sam and Ash with Andy Lee. 7:30 on Channel 10 tonight.